Today's shiur is dedicated by Yael and Yosef Gurevich for Zchus Rafu Shleima for Mr. and Mrs. Moshe and Elaine Rubin. Today's shiur is Masechta Nazir Daf Chav Zayin, and we will begin on Daf Chav Zayin Amar Aleph at the top Damit. Amale. As we've been learning in our shiurim, there's a difference about what type of animal, what happens if somebody designated money or animals to be used for carbon, for his carbon and naziris when he completes his term, and then he doesn't have to bring those carbonas. The example that we've always been using, the Gemara, Mishnais have been using, where a woman was a nazira, and she designated the animals that she wants to use, and then afterwards her husband was made for the naziris, and because her husband was made for the naziris, she's not obligated to bring those kabanas. What is done with that leftover? And the Gemara has often discussed there's a difference between maas tumim and maas mefurashim. We've learned that maas mefurashim, designated money, has to be used chatos. If there's such chatos funds, yelchu yam hamelech. If there's such shlomim funds, we bring a carbon shlomim. If there are the oil funds, we bring a carbon oilus nadova. And as I said, the Gemara has differentiated between maas tumim and maas mefurashim. Amalei. So Rav Papa says to Rav Simi Barashi, Utameich. Says Rav Papa to Rav Simi Barashi, according to your explanation, according to your opinion, wherever something was designated for the carbonus, but wasn't specifically designated for what type of carbon it should be brought, other time we're going to learn a Mishnah Mitzvah Shema Daf Mem Hei Omen Aleph. The Mishnah says of Shimon Ben Gamliel Omer, Hevi Sholos Behemus. If the Nazir designated three animals, a Keves, a Kifs, and an Ayil, for like Pirish, but he did not specifically say what each one of these animals should be used for. So the Loch is a Ruil Achatis, the animal that could be used for Karmel Chatis, the Kifsa that could be used for Karmel Chatis, Tikrav Chatis should be used for Karmel Chatis. La Oila, the animal that could be used for carbon oil, the keves, should be used for carbon oil. And the ayil, which can be used for carbon shlomim, tikrav shlomim, should be used for that purpose. But ask the Gemara, Mai, why did Rav Shimon Gamliel say that that is the halacha, and that the halacha is that it's treated, even though he never specifically designated for that purpose, it's treated like maas mefurashim, it's treated like animals that were specifically specified, but asks Rav Papa to Rav Simon Bar Ashi, why is that the halacha? Ha'amrit, haven't you said, behem alav kum precious to me, that if you did not specifically designate what that animal will be used for, we spoke in the previous year that if somebody designated three cows, they're considered like maas tumim. And the halacha is that when you have maas tumim, all of that money is used for oilus nadava. So why don't we say here that even though indeed the animals that were designated are animals that could potentially be used for the kabbonis that a nazir is obligated to bring, but since he didn't actually bring those, he didn't actually designate those animals for those purposes. So since he didn't designate those animals for those purposes, the Gemara is asking why does the halacha that it should not be considered like maas tumim and should be treated like maas tumim. And I saw that the Rishonim add to this question in understanding the question of the Gemara that there's a concept that we often discuss in Shas, and that is the concept of Ein Breira. We can't retroactively designate that anything should be considered having been designated for a purpose retroactively. So yes, the halacha is that these animals potentially could have been used for these purposes. But since they were never realistically designated for those purposes, the halacha ought to teach us that they're not considered like maas mefurashim. Amalei, says the Gemara, we can't compare this situation where animals that can be used for kabbonis that this nazir is obligated to bring, or any nazir is obligated to bring, to a situation of birds that were not designated. Because, says the Gemara, Hasam, the Torah, when it speaks about somebody who has to bring a bird or birds as kabanas, chata sa'if, oila sa'if, the Torah, in describing that obligation, that procedure, says, V'lokah for Asam Rachmana. The Pasuk says, V'lokah shtei sa'im v'shnei b'nei yoyna, echel oila v'alchel chatas, v'as, and then there's another Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'asa echem na Torah b'nei yoyna, es echel chatas v'echel oila. So what we learn from these psukim, that there are only two times when a bird can be designated for a purpose. Ibel kachas ba'alim, when the owners actually buy those birds, ibasis kain, or the kain comes to be makriv their birds. And if at the time that the owner of these birds, or the person obligated to bring the carbon, did not designate which bird should be used for which purpose, again, you have the two birds, one will be used for oil saif, and one will be used for chata saif, and if at that time he did not designate it, then there's no other period, there's no other time when they can be designated, only when the kain actually comes to do the avoida. So if the owner never designated each one of these birds, the halacha is that these birds are treated as ma'astumim. It says the Gemara, hachinami, there, here too, that when you have these three animals that can be used for the purposes of a carbon nazir, for the various carbonates that he has to bring, you can't say that the kifsa that was designated should be used for oila, because hachan the keva and hachan zacher. The Torah says that when you bring a carbon chatos, it has to be specifically a female. When the Torah says that you have to bring a carbon oila, the Torah says it has to be a male. Since each one of these animals can be only used for a designated purpose, so even though he indeed did not say that I want to use this animal for this purpose and I want to use this animal for that purpose, it doesn't need to be said. It's automatic, because each one of these animals can only be used for the purpose that it can be used for. Whereas when somebody brings the birds are identical. In fact, as we often say in our shurim, the Torah, when it tells us to bring birds for a carbon, insists that the two birds be exactly identical. We know that the two types of birds that can be used for a carbon are tyrim ubnei yoina, pigeons and doves. And one can't even choose to say, well, I'll bring one pigeon and one dove. He has to bring either two pigeons or two doves. And if the owner, as we said a moment ago, did not at the time of purchasing those birds identify which bird should be used for which purpose, then they're both the same. And they both equally can be used either for the chata sa'if or the oila sa'if. And therefore, the halacha is, if they weren't designated, and then the karbanos will not be brought for whatever the purpose is, they're considered ma'astumim. And ma'astumim, yipul nadava. But that is very, very different when we speak about animals, by animals, because the halacha is that each carbon can only be brought from a specific type of animal. And since each one can only be brought from a specific type of animal, the purchasing of those animals is the greatest indication that this is a designation. So even though it wasn't actually designated, and the owner never officially designated, it doesn't need to be designated. It's self-understood which animal is going to be used for which purpose, and since it's self-understood which animal is going to be used for which purpose, the halacha is that that's considered mufurashim. Ask the Gemara on what we've learned previously for Rav Nachman on Daf Chavav and Beis. He said an animal that is a balmum is treated like ma'astumim. Masav Rav Nuna asks Rav Nuna, Omi Amrinen, Bahem is balas mum, that an animal that's a balas mum. Kestuma damya is considered like stuma, toshma, the Brisa teaches us, Ketz Amru, when was it said? The Torah HaKadosh discusses the halacha that a person obviously could designate his naziris, himself to be a nazir. And we know, as we've learned, that when one completes his term of naziris, he has to bring the three kabanas, he has to take a haircut. And the question is there ever a situation where somebody could bring where somebody's father identified themselves, declared themselves to be a nazir, and he designated the money or whatever for the kabanas, and then he designated the money for the kabanas, and he passed away, and the son now says, "Hareini nazir am nashageich amos abba. I'm going to be a nazir by using the money that my father had identified." The halacha is that there's a special halacha l'moshe m'Sinai that by the kabanas nazir, this would be acceptable, because the nazir, the son who is now becoming a nazir, only accepted upon himself to be a nazir if he could use the money that his father had designated to use for his own naziris that at the end he couldn't use because he passed away. Then the son can use his father's money. But let's say we'll have a situation where somebody was a nazir and his son was a nazir. And then the father designated money for his kabanas, and then the father passed away. The son cannot, according to most Rishonim, the son would not be able to use that money for the naziris. There are opinions, and this is the way we're going to learn. The Miri actually learns differently, and the Miri says that even in this case, he would be able to use his father's funds. So again, says the Gemara, Ketzer Amru, under what circumstances does the halacha teach us that Ish Megalech al Naziris Aviv, that if a father had designated money for his naziris, that the son could use that money? Where the son and the father are nazirim, the hifrish aviv moz l'nazirus, the father had designated money for his nazirus kabanas, umeis, and the father passed away. Omar, and then v'amar, and then the son says, "Hareini nazir amnashal galech amos abba." I'm declaring myself to be a nazir, but I'm declaring that with the stipulation that I could use the money that my father had designated for his kabanas nazir for my nazirus. Highly maestos. So then the halacha is as follows: highly maestos. If the father did not designate which money should be used for the carbon yiplu nedava, they should be brought for oilus nedava. As we've been learning in all the cases where one has maestumim, it goes for nedava. Hoysla beimim mefreshes. But if he designated what would be the purpose of the money, he said chatos. This money should be used for chatas tomus. The animal should be left to die. Like always is the halacha by chatas shemesu balea that the animal is left to die. Oila, if he had oila money, then the halacha is that oi take of oila. He has a animal. That animal should be brought for carbon oilus and dova. Shlamim, that animal should be brought for shlamim and dova. My love, isn't that case even when the animals that were designated were bali mumin? And they're considered like maas mufarashis, not like maas tumais, not like you just said, not like Rav Nachman said, where Rav Nachman said that maas stumais, that behemus balas mumim is considered maas tumais. So Taisus asks that here we have a much stronger kasha. The Mishnah says that if he had left over maas tumais, they should go in the dova. Now, the question is, if the animal is considered like maas tumim, so then it shouldn't have mentioned maas tumim. It should have mentioned as an example of maas tumim, a bigger chiddush, that it doesn't have to be actually money. It could even be an animal that's a balas mumim. Answers Taisvis, because the whole brisa over there is speaking about maas tumim. And that's why to say, well, why don't you say we're speaking about a balas mum, that isn't the subject of the brisa. Says the Gemara, v'loy, the Maisa is saying mufarashis, that not to say that if it's a behema is always going to be considered mufarashis, It means only an animal which is a tamima, which is not a balas mum, is considered tamima is considered mefarashas, a balas mum is considered stumas. Abba balas mum. But now we're corroborating Rav Nachman's opinion that balas mum, when you left over an animal with balas mum, stuma damya. So ask the Gemara, my irimas, lema hoysla beamus balas mum, yipla nadava. Says the Gemara, saying a balas mum and saying money is really identical. Why? Because hochanami, what can you do with a balas mum? The only thing you could do with a balas mum animal is to use its value. Balas mum lamai kache. What can you do with a balas mum? You obviously cannot use it to bring it as a carbon. It's a balas mum. It could use to be sold and have the value. And the value is mos. So saying mos and saying balas mum is actually the same. So the Rishonim try to understand this, and this, as we said, is exactly Rav Nachman's opinion, that balas mum and mos stumim are the same. Rav Hamnuna clearly did not agree with Rav Nachman's opinion. Why does Rav Hanuna differentiate between a balas mum and mos? He says that everything we're learning in these shiurim refer to halach l'moshe m'Sinai. And therefore, he holds, says Rabbeinu Peretz, that only by money, and he even adds a sfora to it, only by mammon, which is not really noticeable, which is not really identifiable. When you have money, you can't easily identify which money is being used for this, which animal, for which carbon. Even though you have an animal which is a balas mum, and indeed, as we keep on repeating, an animal which is a balas mum cannot be used as a carbon, but each animal is very separately identifiable. And since each animal is separately identifiable, the halacha is that it's really not considered, like Rav Hamnuna holds, not Rav Nachman, even though the animals are bali mumen, they're not considered like ma'as tumim. And therefore, when our Mishnah said, ma'as tumim yiplu adava, the Mishnah is not only referring to ma'as tumim, according to Rav Nachman, the Mishnah is speaking about behemoth bali mum. And as we said from Taisus a moment ago, so the reason the Mishnah chose to teach us the halacha by ma'as and not by behemoth bal mum, even though that really would probably be a bigger chiddush, is because the Mishnah wants to focus on money, not on animals. And as the Gemara said, really, behemoth bal mum is identical to mos. Ask the Gemara another question on the opinion of Nachman. Mos of Rava, the Mishnah Masechta Krisis Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis teaches us that a person is obligated to bring a karma chatas, and he separated an animal for that purpose, and he died. And his son also is obligated to bring a karma chatas. The son cannot bring that animal that the father had designated. Similarly, if somebody designated an animal for karma chatas for one aveira that he'd done, he can't use it for a different aveira. Even if he did, even more so, he once had eaten non-kosher meat, and he had designated an animal for that purpose, then he still can't use that animal for a different time that he ate non-kosher meat. So we have the same person with the same aveira, but if it was designated for one incident, it can't be used for a different incident. And the Bryce over there explains the basis for this halacha, because the pasuk, when it speaks about the nasi who did an aveira, that he has to bring kabanas, and the Torah says about that, "Ahaydalav chatasa shechata ve'hivi es kabanai sir izim sachatamin." The Torah says the word kabanai. We learn from the word kabanai, kabanai hu yaitza. A person can only fulfill, the son can only fulfill his obligation with his own animal. Ve'ni yaitza b'kavan aviv. A person can't be yaitza with somebody else's carbon. So the Rishonim ask, we often, particularly in our shurim that we've been learning now, have been speaking about the chamish chatas amesis. And what the halacha is that So one of the chal mishchatos ameisus is that if an owner had designated a carbon and he died, the halacha is also chatos shebeis baleo chatos shenuskapru baleo. The halacha is lacha mash misinais tamas. So why would we need a pasuk to tell us that the son can't use the father's carbon? Of course, the father can't use the son's carbon because. Of course, the son can use the father's carbon if the father passed away, because it's considered a chatas shemesa balel. So the Rambam in the Perish Mishnayis answers that indeed, of course, there's a loch lamash mesinai of chatas shemesa balel. But here we would say it's maybe different, because we would suggest that a son brought karadavua, and the son is considered an extension of the father. And therefore, since the son is considered an extension of the father, it will not be considered a case of mesu balehel. And therefore, the halacha is that you don't have. We need a special limit that the son can't bring it. But what also we learn from here is that a person who does an avera has to bring a carbon, a carbon chatas, under normal amanda many circumstances. But a person if the father dies, he need not bring the carbon. And the halacha is why? Because the death of a father, the death of the person who designated the carbon, serves as his kapara. So the whole purpose of bringing the carbon chatos is that the person should have a kapara. He already has a kapara through his death. So it seems, when we discuss this, that people, when they pass away, that's what brings them a kapara. But we know that the minig is that we do try to bring a kapara even for people who are no longer here. In fact, the Medrash says in the parsha of Egla Rufa, Kapil Amch Yisrael, Elo Chayim, Asher Bedisa, Elo Amesim, Melamed, Shamesim Tzrichim Kapara. So we see that they need a kapara. And that's why the minig, the Yom Kippur, we say Yisker, and we remind ourselves of our close relatives that passed away, and we give tzedakah li'ilui nishmasam. The halacha is, this is a halacha that's already quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, in Ayur Chaim Simen Tuf Reish Chaf Aleph, that we give tzedakah on behalf of the people who are no longer here. And that's why, says the Ramah, we say Yisker on Yom Kippur, because just like we need a kapara, so too even the people who are no longer here need a kapara. And the Mishnah Berurah there in Sifkat and Yudches and Tav Reish Chaf Aleph says that's why Yom Kippur is called Yom Kippurim, because not only Lashon Rabim, not only those that are here need a kapara that Yom Kippur brings to us, but even those who are unfortunately no longer here have a kapara through Yom Kippur. So what is the point of this? Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah Berurah, that even though, as we're learning now in the Gemara, this Chatos Shemesu Baleh is a very strong proof to this concept, that Misa brings kapara, still, when the person goes to the Olam HaEmes, in the Olam HaEmes, they're going to judge him. And he may be punished for avers that he might have done while he was alive. The tzedakah, the schusim, that we who are still Baruch Hashem do on behalf of those people who are no longer here can make their din in their olam ha'emes be much easier. And therefore, even though they had a kapara, to take away the severity of what they are going through in the olam ha'emes, our schusim could help. Ask the Brayso, Yochel Yitzvah with Karbanos Shel Aviv. We would think that a carbon that the father designated cannot be used when the son wants to use it. In the case of Chamura, if the father had done not such a serious avera, and the son, and the definition of a not serious avera explains the Rishonim, are averas that don't carry Mises Bezdin. He only did an avera for which there's a Einish of Chorus or Misib De Shemayim. And the son had done an avera, which potentially could carry Mises Bezdin. In other words, the father had eaten non-kosher food, and how to bring a carbon chatas, and the son was mechal Shabbos, or vice versa, menachamura al-kala, the father had done a more serious avera, and the son had not. But let's say the avera that the son had violated, and the avera that the father had violated, and the avera that the son had violated, are equal in severity. The Torah uses the word kabonai twice, once in the pasuk that we had just quoted. I heard by the Nasi Shechata, I heard of Chatasa Shechatva, Vavias Kabonai Sirizim, and then the Torah uses the word Kabonai. I heard of Chatasa Shechatva, Vavias Kabonai Sirizim, Tamim in the Keva, Al Chatasa Shechata, to teach us that under all, the Torah says the word Kabonai twice, that the Allah is to teach us that the Kabonai Hu Yotze, you can only bring your own carbon, Veni Yotze Bekarbon Shalavav, you can't use your father's carbon. Yochel continues the brisa. Shilayot becoming aviv behemish hifrish. But I would say that this halacha applies that when the father actually designated an animal that and a filim and a kalim and a chal al chamur al chamurus, and even if the two averis that the father and the son had committed are identical, because Sharei, because the halacha is ein adam megaleich avehemus aviv b'naziris, that if the father had already designated animals for his kabanas naziris, the son can't use them for himself. Avo yotz b'moshif reshaviv, that just like the son could use, but the son could use if the father had designated money for his karban chatas, there halacha maybe ought to be that the son could use that money. And even in a case where the two averis that the father and the son had committed are not identical, because the halacha is she'adam agaleich hamas aviv b'naziris, as we discussed earlier in our shiur, that if the father, to speak about the simplest case, that the father had left money for his carbon naziris, and the money had never been designated which money should be used for which carbon, and there, and even more so, the son had only accepted the Naziris after his father had passed away and said, I'm going to be a Nazir using my father's money. That the Allah there is, Adam Agalech Amos Vav Ibn Naziris, so Bizman Shei Stumim, if they weren't designated, V'loi Bizman Shei Mufarashim, but if they were designated, the Allah would not be so. So maybe so should be the halacha by any money that the father had designated. Tamaloymer, the pasuk says, "Vim keves yavi kabana lechatasai." So here we have a third time where the Torah cites the word kabana to teach us the kabana who you'd say that a person can only use his own monies for carbon chatas, then he yotze be carbon aviv, under no circumstances that can he use his father's money. The Gemara here introduced a very interesting concept. We want to introduce the concept minakala la chamura, minakamura la kala. There are different types of averis, and the question is, is that a factor to take into consideration? Clearly, our Gemara says that it is a factor to be taken into consideration. And that's why the Pesach can discuss that, let's say somebody has a talis gadol, and that talis gadol is no longer really usable as a talis gadol, but there's enough material from which we can make a talis katan. Would that be considered permissible or not? Because as the Pesachim point out, the talis gadol is the primary way we mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. Because as we make the bracha, when we say the bracha on tzitzis, l'sa'atef tzitzis, we have to wrap ourselves up with the tzitzis. With a talis gadol, that can't be done. You can't, but that's not what's done with a talis katan. And that's why the halacha is that you can't take, according to the Beis Yehuda, you can't take the talis katan and use of a talis katan. The Rabbi Avadya Yosef disagrees, and he says that you can, as long as the talis katan that you're going to be making out of the talis katan Gadol has the proper size dimensions that are what the halacha requires for talis katan, that's considered that you're using it for a mitzvah, and since it's considered that you're using it for a mitzvah, then you're not considered that you're changing it in a significant manner. Which opens up another interesting shaila that the Shaila Shetshuvos Marsham in Chelek Aleph Siman Yud discusses. He says that there was a place that they used as part of the base HaMedrash, and now, for whatever reason, they want to use that area for the Ezra Snoshim. Now, we know men have a chiyuv to daven. Women don't have a chiyuv to daven. So isn't that considered taking it down a notch, changing it mi-chamura l'kala, and the halacha ought to be that it's not relevant. He speaks about this at length there. He says that the halacha is that one can be mekel, but even when he's mekel, he only can be mekel when he stipulates that he's going to use that area for Ezra Snoshim only if it's not needed for the Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMedrash. But if it will be needed for the Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMedrash, then we have here the concept of Kala Chamura and may not be changed. Otherwise, we're not allowed to lower the Kedusha.